It's a different format using the stage. Hopefully it works out okay. Everyone can hear me fine?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, we have three new proposals up, and at least two of them. Rochelle's, I don't know that yours really warrants any discussion. It seems to be fairly straightforward. But Rochelle's requested funds for recording and her time spent in the edits of the recording and posting and managing the chat threads. And she does that on behalf of the DAO, not on behalf of Effect.ai. So appreciated. Task creation fund by unused DAO funds. That might require a little bit discussion. It's a sentiment-seeking proposal to collect funds for creating tasks for workers, basically. So I've read it, hopefully I understood it correctly, as a way to create a pool of money or like a collection so that there's a budget that can be spent on tasks. And to encourage creating tasks, not just for workers, but for things that we might need done, or at least in my opinion. So one of the thoughts I had was maybe the notes that I do, they could maybe be put up as a task at some point, especially once it's automated. And that would give me a way to learn the process. So that's something I've been thinking about. There are other tasks, maybe NFT tasks we can come up with. But this would be taking some of those funds that are not part of the 30% reward. So it looks like an additional amount from the cycle budget put away for task creations. And then the other proposal that may require some discussion or not at this point is continuing with the LP farm. And then I just have the DAO call recorder for August, which is closed and accepted. So the other three are all active voting and status yes on the vote. All right. So on those two proposals, who would like to say anything about them? And if you haven't read them yet, just take a minute and have a glance over them.
Well, for the worker task part, I think it really just depends on what tasks, right? So in general, people support it, but what tasks we end up, doing, be more debatable.
Yeah. Yeah, like for me, getting the notes done through the workers, any final edits I would still end up doing. And if they're not too expensive to get done, they might just be done out of the budget I'm taking for it anyway. Might not need an extra part. But then there's other tasks that, who knows?
I like the proposal. The only thing I take issue with is the tasks need... It says tasks by the team. I'd like to see this as the DAO does the tasks with the DAO, requester account once the SDK is ready.
You're right. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that's. But I'll vote yes, but that's my only issue is it's going to be the DAO doing it and not the team.
No, I absolutely agree on that. I don't think it's the team. It should be the DAO doing it. I think that it's DAO funds, and it should be used for DAO tasks that bring some kind of income or some kind of benefit to the DAO.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Jesse.
I'll just be here for like 20 minutes because I do have another meeting in a little bit. But I'll just join in for as long as I can.
Okay. If you have had a chance to look at the agenda yet, there's not very much there that requires your input. Like, 2 points, I think so.
Yeah, no, I'll just join for regular conversation and discussions then. So, yeah, but this proposal, I think, is pretty interesting. It's very, yeah, not specific yet, which is fine, I think. But, yeah, how would it work, like, in reality, right? If a project wants to post tasks on EffectForce and might want to get some funding in EFX for doing that, I think the DAO would be very acceptable, right? But we need to make sure that I think it makes sense to maybe request, if someone or a group of people would request a small amount of funds, to make some sort of an allocation of funds basically for funding projects, then we could have like a small page somewhere that mentions the amount of funds available and some like requirements to apply for those, and then projects could basically apply. And we would trust people in charge of that committee, basically, to give those funds freely to projects needing it. Something like that was what I had in mind. But because it would basically take too long, I think, if projects would request funds through cycles, then it would be so slow with every 2 weeks it going in that direction. So I think, yeah, something more in that direction makes sense to me. But
discussed something like this before, right? Creating a pool of more easily accessible funds, or where there's maybe a larger amount than a cycle would allow, and having some people in charge of those funds.
Yeah, that's a structure that would make a lot of sense, I think. If we can we could definitely make some pools of funds, extract them from the DAO cycles and put them to specific use, in charge of a few people or maybe in charge of just the entire DAO. But that can be sort of easily spent without having to wait for cycles. Something like that would be useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this one definitely requires more thought about where would you store those DAO funds and who would be in charge. Is that another multi-sig account that needs to be created, and who would be responsible for that? Not who is in one person, but who is in multi-people. And then the whole DAO, though, I think would have to authorize any funds coming out of that. I don't think it should just be a small committee approving it, but the small committee could put...
Well, the DAO can delegate management over a small set of funds to the committee, and you know, if they do a bad job, they don't get the funds again.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so the easiest solution would be just make a multi-sig of a committee, and the DAO will transfer some funds from the cycle to that multi-sig, and then we trust the committee, right? They have access to the funds. I think that would work fine. That would be a fine solution. And of course, yeah, the committee, right? So that's something that you're basically voting on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then every cycle, there could be like a report on what they did, and like, you know, if people approve of it or not, they can, you know, vote yes or no.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be 100% transparent. Like every month or something, there should be a report on what's happening with the account.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. I think that's maybe a nice way to go about proposals like this. And then, yeah, that could really attract projects. I think getting funding for doing tasks would be a really nice, if it's a structural approach and there is like information available and it's promoted a bit, that would be a really nice attractor for tasks.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So that's a good start to that conversation. I like it. All right. Anything else on that topic?
Yeah, they want to be worthwhile projects or tasks, not tasks just for the sake of keeping people interested or employed, for want of a better word, as far as I'm concerned anyway.
So maybe one of the first things we need to do is sort of, we'll see how this vote pans out. I mean, it looks really positive right now. You never know. Maybe one of the first things we need to do is set some vision statement guideline goals for the, and set up the small committee. but give them some parameters that need to be worked within. So that would include those, you know, defining what kind of tasks, or maybe more importantly, defining what not type of tasks. And how the reporting should be done. And so give that committee some parameters to work within. And then we can create a proposal to get approval to go ahead with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if I think it comes down to finding the committee, or at least, yeah, the committee being available and willing to sort of apply for doing this. I don't know about the proposal author, if he's in the chat or in the discussion, but yeah, it needs people willing to be in the committee and to push this initiative and find projects and be in charge of auditing sort of the projects and distributing funds.
Yeah. So I have no idea who posted the proposal, but maybe that person would be someone interested in being part of that committee.
I get the impression it's just to do little sort of menial jobs or incidental jobs just to keep people interested and ticking over in the DAO. That's my idea of how I see that proposal, which I think is completely different to how Jesse's possibly seeing it.
Well, the thing is, though, Alan, right, even to have little money put aside, it has to be managed somehow, even if it is for a little menial task.
Oh, without question, it needs to be managed. There's no argument there.
So, but that can be part of the parameters set up for it, right? Or the, I don't know what the right word is right now. Not coming to my head. Parameters is the wrong word. Protocols or guideline rules set up, right? So it can be tapped into for DAO related or DAO initiatives or anything coming from the DAO, really. But it could be larger scale or funds, or it could be like a project where we want every single DAO member's face turned into an NFT or something, right? Like, as long as there's some purpose for it. That makes sense. Anyway, I was just making that up about turning down members' space.
Will there be set amounts, maximums that they would be in charge of over a period of time?
I don't know right now.
You mean the committee?
Yes.
I mean, I guess so. I think, yeah, initially the committee will probably, like, I'm not the author, nor am I really going to write the proposal for this, but the way I would envision it is the DAO votes on delegating a certain amount of VFX for them to manage, do this all, and it will probably start small initially. And then afterwards, if people are satisfied with the result, they may increase it or not, or maybe just maintain the same amount.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's only, I don't know, say 2% of the leftover budget that's outside of the 30% that just accumulates over time. So there's not much funds in it to begin with, but over time there might be a lot, or 5% or something, right?
It's a bit similar to how the MasterChef proposal worked, right? Where we funded over multiple proposals in batches and basically, yeah, rely on the people making the proposal to do right and distribute the funds. That's basically similar, I think, to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except we want a committee or more than one people in charge of the funds. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I think that would work fine. I think that's also in line with how the DAO operates now. I mean, in the future, if you really want to like take away, if you want to not have to trust the committee too much or something, there could be like a smart contract that sort of delegates these funds to like a new proposal system where proposals don't rely on cycle budgets, but on allocated budget from cycles and can spend quicker, basically, or something like that. But I think we're complicating it then too much. We first need to see some use cases of this like committee style budget spending and then figure out if we can make it in a real system and smart contract secure way.
Yeah, that makes me wonder, you give me an idea, just like, what if instead of a limited time frame, there was like, you could, to acquire funds from the smart contract, you'll need a minimum amount of like the average votes on a proposal. So if like, as usual, we have around 4 million votes every cycle. So what if like, there's, you could submit a proposal in another system, and then if you have more than 2 million votes, then it passes and delegates to some EFX that's been allocated to that, you know, like thing. Just a thought.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that might work. Okay, so I know Jesse's time is short, and I have, while we have you, if there's any discussion about the latest MasterChef proposal, we should have that now.
Yeah, you mentioned, so I suggested a method for how you can calculate your current holdings based on how much liquidity pool tokens you have. So I think like the question was if you could just display that or something on the smart contract.
Yes, I imagine it would be a big improvement.
Yeah, to have that. I saw your formula that you wrote out. Yeah, it should be possible. Of course, we need to get prices of the basically EFX price or the BNB price, and then we can calculate the value of the pool and your share. Yeah, I think that's a great, good suggestion. We can add that for sure.
Yeah, I already have like in my spreadsheet pulling from an API, the BNB, what's it called? The BSCS scan. They have an API, so I use that to just, you know, pull it and calculate everything. So I think it shouldn't be tricky at all.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. I think that's definitely doable. We can add some numbers there. So the rest of the proposal, it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good. There's one maybe point of discussion I would like to like throw up, because the in the proposal, I had this idea, like, because we wanted to get quite a bit of funding for 3 months, I had to write it rather quickly, so it was maybe a bit of a mistake of me to leave it this vague. But I wrote in there that I wanted at least 90% like approval on the proposal, just to ensure that we can get the full thing in, right? Because we have to write the smart contract and everything, set it up for 3 months. So we need some reliability that we actually can get the funding for those 3 months. So I put in there like we need at least 90% sort of yes votes, which is a little bit vague, a vague notion. So what I was basically more meaning to say was like getting sort of less than 10% no votes, but in the calculation I'm not sure how to get this threshold, because I think it's getting close depending on if you like take the abstain votes in the calculation or not. I'm not sure if it's going to hit that 90% threshold. But I put it in there. Yeah, I don't know. I just put it in there because I thought that would sort of secure the full amount, so the three-month amount, instead of just this one proposal. But now I'm sort of wondering what to do if it hits like Yeah, if you don't count the abstain votes, then it easily hits the 90%, like less than 10% no votes. But I left the wording quite vague, so I'm wondering what you guys think, what should happen.
Well, that vague wording made me think that it was just between yes and no, and just ignore the abstain. So
yeah, that was a little bit what I was meaning, because I was looking at the previous proposal that like 99.99% approval. If you look at the yes and no votes, right? That was sort of why I came up with that number. I was like, if there's like a super divide between if we should do this or not, if there's a lot of people saying no, then we shouldn't like even try, because there's the chances is too big that the next might not hit, you know, and then we leave the LP short.
And that's how the proposals work anyway, right? Because after you reach the quorum, the abstains don't matter. You just need, you know, more yes votes, right? So in this case, it's just at least 90% need to be yes votes.
Yeah, I abstain because I don't really care either way whether it goes through or it doesn't go through. So it's really right just to discount the abstains, isn't it, as you said?
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that's a good reasoning, because that's also how proposals work. Your proposal gets rejected if the no votes are too high. So, cool. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, I think. It's going to be close anyways, but if you look at the no votes, it's not even close. But if you take the abstains there, then it's a bit closer. Maybe I can convince some of the abstains to vote yes, and then that is not then it's no discussion point anymore. But cool, yeah, that's just what I wanted to throw out there. I just because it's fake in a proposal, I just didn't wanna like assume that it works like that, right? But yeah, I agree with what DJ said. So I think that's like objectively a good way to look at the stats. Yeah. Other than that, it's pretty clear, right? I think the proposal is pretty, like, yeah. We've seen it. We know how it works. Most of the programming for it is done. So it's quite trivial right now to deploy a new MasterChef. We need some small edits in the front end and a migration path for the old pool to the new pool. But all the hard work is already done. So it would be kind of a shame to not have another one as well. But
Sud has his hand up. Rochelle, did you catch that? Okay. Yeah. So
it's at the top of the screen.
Okay. Yeah. There's a little green accept button at the top. Well, on mine, it's green. Okay. All right. Yeah, good discussion there on the MasterChef. Anything else on that topic? Okay. So I was having a thought about the network fees. I know they're not very high at this moment, but at some point they'll be much higher. But I was thinking of a way of taking a percentage of those network fees that are coming in at the moment. I think I'm recalling correctly, they all go into reward distribution. But could some of those, like another 2-5%, come out and then go into, like we were talking about the committee with taking some of the reward fees or the cycle fees out into another committee for use. I was thinking like we take some of those funds to, some of them go back into the treasury and some of them maybe put into a pool for marketing or some other, you know, more DAO administrative type use funds.
I think the best way to do that is just by proposals, right? So committees make proposals, and that's how they get funds out of the cycle. I think that makes more sense. then what happens with the leftovers? That's sort of programmatic and up for, yeah, we can change the percentages, but to me it makes more sense, like if a committee needs budget and funding, then that should just be a proposal to get that out of the cycle. I think it's more straightforward.
I think committees at first should just prove themselves by just requesting, you know, the funds and then doing whatever they want to do, and then once people, you know, get used to them and then like what they've been doing for a while, then they can kind of try to automate the distribution. But yeah, initially it should be done through proposals.
Okay, so the second part of that then is just taking a little bit of those network fees and putting them into the treasury instead of into the fee pool to build that keep, you know, have something going into the treasury. Not everything always coming out.
Maybe eventually, but I don't see it as being... Well, this benefit. Will be going to the committee, right? You're suggesting?
No. It's like an
automatic... treasury, because like we got like a 180 million EFX in there. I don't know if we really need to, you know, pop it off with like 100, you know, because we don't have that many in rewards right now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it down as anything pressing or anything right now. It was just something to consider.
Well, I think it will need to happen eventually because treasury funds will run out, right? So
eventually.
We would hope that the people will be funded properly, you know, 20 years from now, following this, you know, distribution schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we need to worry about it for at least a year.
All right, Alan.
Well, I've just said that if you try to reduce the network fees and distribute them elsewhere, I couldn't really see too many people going for it.
Well, I certainly wasn't thinking anytime soon. There's a lot of projects popping up with reflections or automatic. Some of the transaction fees are going back into their LP pools or going into, right? And it just got me thinking that that would be one way to
revenue. Similar to my burning proposal where 50% of the network fees would be burned, in the sense, because it takes so long for the treasury funds to be distributed, it's kind of like locking it for like, you know, decades if you've sent it back to the treasury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I kind of haven't worried too much about the burning aspect yet because there's so little fees for now. But yeah, maybe what you suggest can be an alternative to burning in the future if we want to. Because I think the proposal passed to create a capability for burn 50% network fees that the DAO needs to activate, but maybe instead of burning, it could just redirect to the treasury. Which, I mean, effectively will be the same in the long term, because the treasury funds are locked up, so they're not in the circulation, essentially.
Circulation, and it will put funds in to replace some of the funds coming out. So just, it's a way to create a little bit more sustainability over time. And no, there's no rush on it. I just was thinking about it, that's all.
Sorry, can somebody break down, I'm not sure if I understand how the whole treasury and what funds are available or what funds the DAO has right now.
Okay.
So the treasury right now is like it's an EOS account that's basically the funds are owned by the DAO. But there's quite a bit of EFX in there. I think a couple million dollars worth of EFX, maybe. I'm just roughly out of the top of my head. But,
it's 168 million EFX, right?
Wow, okay. So quite a bit. And basically, it's programmed, so it's released very slowly. So on a cycle basis, basically to make sure that the tokens don't flood into the market, and it's like a long-term sustainable pool of tokens. So it's not in circulation, right? It's locked. There's no way to access it. And slowly but steadily, right now 326,000 tokens every 2 weeks get released to be distributed to the ecosystem. So it sort of gives this pacing to how these tokens are released. It's like, yeah, they slowly come into circulation. And right now, even when, so when they're not spent during a cycle's budget, then most of them, 70% of what's not spent is sent back to the treasury. So it's basically a slowly releasable, budget for the DAO. So in the future, by proposals, this amount can change. So the number of tokens that got unlocked per cycle could change. But it's a really a long-term thing. So it's not part of the circulating supply.
Got it. Yeah, that's a perfect answer, Jesse. I didn't fully understand it. Now I do. So really, the only options you have to increase the DAO funds that are currently available are, it's just unspent, basically tokens, right?
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment, yeah. I think like the goal of the DAO should be to increase that pool as much as we can.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's finding different ways to increase that. That's the way I see it.
There's a few ways to do it, right? Like, one way is to create some sort of DAO. I don't know. I'm reluctant to use the word business, but something that's going to income generate for the DAO. Or to take some of the network fees and put them back into the treasury, or to take some of the reward distribution from the 30% and put it, instead of burning it, put it back into the treasury.
Yeah, for sure. I see one other way too, and this, I mean, this might be controversial, Jesse, but because the BV was created, the BV is only paying out 10% currently. Could the DAO propose for a higher payoff from the BV to come towards the DAO?
Well, it's possible, yeah. So currently the network fees are 10%. And with the new Effect Force, this is all like automated. So every transaction happening on Effect Force, 10% of that will automatically go to the DAO. Right now that's not the case. It's like it's not implemented in smart contracts, and basically the BV is the only requester in the platform right now that's proxying for many other projects. And so basically the BV is paying those 10% very infrequently in batches, which is not the best. But yeah, the 10% can definitely change. It's up to the DAO how large those fees are of the network. The network fees, basically.
Yeah, that's where I see the DAO has an opportunity. I mean, I think we have to somehow manage and not step over the BV, but I think we could request potentially more and then put that into a savings.
But for me, it's a little bit the opposite. I think what has to happen is we need to get way more tasks and requesters and companies on the platform. So we can get more fees, right? So scale up in the number of tasks done and number of workers on the platform earning EFX. And that sort of, it contradicts, because when the network fees are higher, it's companies have to pay more fees to put tasks on there. So it's more expensive. So if you, lowering fees might actually attract more people and might actually increase the revenue of the DAO. It's probably some deep financial theory that can apply here on what's the best strategy to go forward.
It's more like tax theory, really. You can't raise taxes too much, otherwise, you won't get enough income. It has to be like a sweet spot. But I think in this case, we have a competition factor, and that's it. We don't want to raise too much that there's no sense in anyone moving from, say, Amazon Turk, Mechanical Turk, basically other platforms for MicroTask, and we want to attract people from there. And the best way to do that is make it, much cheaper, right? So lower fees help attract people, but it's kind of a moot point until the SDK is public, right? So I guess that's the main priority, as always.
Jesse, I don't know if we're privy to hear the information, but is there opportunities to scale the Kraft Heinz contracts?
Sorry, to scale them, to upscale them.
Well, like to upscale, like to get more tasks running through them. I'm not sure like how much, I mean, if that, I remember Chris saying, you know, we're only doing like a few percentage of all their translations. Is, are you guys currently working on trying to increase that amount, or is it something you're not trying to do?
Yeah, of course we're trying to do that, and we're actually we are so we are upscaling there, and it's working quite fine, but it's translation is a really tricky business to get right, and we are doing really well with Kraft Heinz, and we are actually upscaling and expecting more to come in. I'm not really allowed to like disclose all details there about quantities and departments, but that's working quite. Actually, yeah, that's going in the right direction. Big companies move slow and it takes time, but they're very happy and we are moving forward there. But still, it won't be like the quantities involved won't be like what we want out of a platform like EffectForce. What we notice is that managing a client like Kraft Heinz is incredibly like time intensive, also in support and doing calls and reviews and reports and everything involved, like what's necessary to deliver translations to a large corporation. And it's just, yeah, it's just not allowing us to scale in the way that we want to as a decentralized company and project. So the main goal is we want other companies and make it way easier for people to use the platform without like the scaling restraint of having to manage clients just by us, right? We're a pretty small group of people here that are, yeah, like it doesn't allow us to scale in a way that we want EffectForce to scale. I think we did quite okay this year. If you look at previous years, we're scaling in the number of tasks done. We're scaling in the if you look at what's coming in from EffectForce to the DAO, it's, yeah, you can be disappointed at those numbers, but it's at least it's growing, right? And it is sort of significant. But to scale more, I think we need to be more decentralized and open to like everyone joining, and not like us, like as a small company. Working for large corporations is just sort of not scaling in the way that I think is the future for Effect Network.
That's a great explanation. Yeah, I love the vision of the future. I think it can be amazing if we can have this open network just running. But I see the limitations where you guys are at with Kraft Heinz.
And we're not stopping with Kraft Heinz, right? So that's going to continue, and there will be more tasks, and that will keep flowing in. So that's going like all right. But I don't think it's like the solution to the problem of having a massive decentralized network with like a really healthy DAO with funds coming in. Then we need to have more sources of like way more sources. Like we need to scale in the number of companies and corporations using Effect Network. So that's sort of the focus now. If we have the SDK out there and ready to use, like Kraft Heinz goes on and more clients will come on. But scaling horizontally, I think, is the key here for us. So that's, and the DAO is also essential there because, yeah, the last, like when the SDK is done, the DAO is way more responsible as well for finding clients and connecting clients. The BFI will still be as well, but like, yeah, the DAO is also like capable and able to do all these things.
Okay, I'm going to take a pause here. They've got some hands up. So, Mikhail, Sud, Howard, there should be an accept button at the top to join us. So, press that. If you're not seeing that, use the DAO chat to leave a comment. And Rochelle and I will check the comments.
Yeah, I initiate it with the invite to speak, so it'll stay green until someone accepts, but that's me initiating it. So
I have to leave like in like a couple minutes because I'm already 40 minutes in. So
Okay. That was the pressing questions that I had that really need you. But we don't have Chris here, so I've got one question about Akon City. Have you guys, do you know if Chris is still in contact right now, if there's a lot going on with that?
That's not DAO stuff. We're talking DAO stuff.
Well, it could be. In that it could be used for promoting and marketing and just something to talk about.
I have no more information. I'm not too aware or too involved with Akon City, so I really cannot tell you anything. I don't know what the status is of Akon City.
That is fine. Just wanted to ask.
Jesse, do we have any regarding the app for Effect Force?
Yeah, for sure. It's being developed. Like new Effect Force comes with a native app. So there's we've seen a demo today of like the working app and stuff, and people are working on it. So it's going stepwise forward, but it's still a few months out from being like released in a better way. But it's coming. It's looking good.
Awesome.
Okay. We don't really have anything else for you, Jesse.
Otherwise, and good job to Noman and you on the updates.
Yeah, that's the dashboard. Bring up the updates I wanted to bring up. That's pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Leave some comments in the votes.
Really good.
I'm curious if that's a feature that's being used or is going to be used. So. Noman did amazing.
Yeah, we can do that.
Noman mainly. He really likes working on the DAO, and he really likes like the concept of it. So, I think more cool stuff to come in that area. Cool. In that case, I'm gonna head off. Good to see all you guys. See you next week. And cheers.
Thanks, Jesse.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, I added a comment on the vote on the LP, and it's really cool because now there's a check mark on the list of proposals if you voted. There's a little black check mark to let you know that you've already voted on it, so you don't have to click in, which is pretty helpful. Yeah, we needed that when DJ had his 15 million proposals.
Yeah. I see. So there's a toggle for the comment section. That's why I missed it.
Yeah, when you go to vote, there's a little link, and we discussed about changing that a little more visibly today. But you can add your comment when you vote. It's really cool. Like, fill out your comment, and then click what you decide on the vote, and then hit the vote. So that's really cool. And they linked the bridge and the Constitution. And some little more fixes, but I really like these improvements to the DAO page, and Noman is doing amazing with these. So
when you click it, is it loading the comment? Maybe useful to have some sort of like loading prompt, because it kind of just appears.
It's
a few seconds later, so it's like I'm not sure if it's doing something or not.
When I voted and did my comment today, there was a little bit more of a delay than normal. And I think maybe that's because the comment was added.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your comment now. I click the blue dot, 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 and then like it takes a few seconds to load. But it'll be nice if there was like the circle thing that goes around in a circle to represent loading.
Oh, yeah. See, mine goes immediately. So I don't
really? Yeah. Mine takes like a few seconds.
Oh, I see. There's a little comment bubble. Speech bubble.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's cool.
That's a great idea. Guys, how do we see the chat here? I like, don't understand Discord very well, because I know some people were raising their hands. Maybe they had something to say.
Well, on the left side, you can just scroll down to the different channel and click that, and you'll still be part of the chat, I think.
Oh, that's where the chat is. Okay, got it. And Bree, good job posting posting this on Telegram that it was happening the day before and 10 minutes before. I think that helped me even this time. I almost forgot.
Oh, yeah. I posted last night, but I think Rochelle posted thing today.
Oh,
well, yeah. Last night for me. This
right on.
I think. So yeah, it was like a little official note. Sometimes I should have. Here's a thought. It just popped into Dell. in Discord, or sorry, in Telegram, you know how there's a little text that admin or something, right? Now, could we have, like, say, like, the bulk of us who are really on these meetings all the time, who can bring information to these meetings, a little DAO admin or DAO tag or something in Telegram, just to identify that there's somebody that they can ask these questions to or talk to about the DAO? Or DAO mod, or I don't know, something like that. Yeah, not necessarily that we need admin privileges, just some kind of tag. A safe person to talk to about the DAO, I guess. Okay, so what else did I have on here? Rochelle, there was a question going around. You seem to have good communication with Valica. The question was just basically, how is the Chinese office managing the crypto, making transactions in crypto illegal in China? And I think that's been addressed before in the AMA, but I couldn't remember.
Well, isn't it a new development? Well, China has banned crypto many times, but it seems like it's for real this time.
Yeah, it does. And it was all crypto transactions this time, which was a little different from before. And I know, the office there is set up like a non-crypto business. Would that be fair to say? But it's still dealing with a crypto token.
Its focus is on blockchain technology there in China, which has not been banned illegal in China.
Okay, that's so what it was.
That's what we said in the AMA, and nothing has changed with that.
So. Okay, yeah. No, I just couldn't quite remember what it was. It's easier to ask than to look back. Thanks. Okay. What else? All right, I would like a volunteer. I have been informed that I don't need to take on every little thing. Just maybe there's somebody else who will do this, but I'd like somebody to look into, and not you, Rochelle, figuring out how to get those attendance NFTs on Discord. So just putting it out there, it'd be nice if somebody else would look into that and bring some information back. But right now, I've got enough on my plate. And also, if anyone is interested in doing some little write-ups, and by these I mean little write-ups, like half a page to a page, double space kind of thing, really a step-by-step. One, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. On how to become a DAO guardian, how to join the DAO Discord, how to participate in DAO discussions, how to understand EP, Stakeage, NFX, why stake in the DAO versus why stake in the farm, or contribute liquidity to PSC or Orion Protocol, or any of those other questions that pop up from new members, to just redirect them and say, here's how you do it. So if anybody's willing to take on any of those, let me know. And I keep thinking I can do it, and I just am not getting to it.
Do we have that, remember the guy that did the EFX video series? Or like he did a video, a proposal?
Yeah, that was Hootie.
Does anybody know if he's available to do a video?
No, I haven't really seen him around in a while.
I'd love to see it in like a video format where it's like literally going on a screen. Sometimes like visuals are really important.
Oh no, that other video, that wasn't Hoodie. I don't know who that was. Maybe it was him. I'm not sure.
I don't know who it was. I wish I did, because I would ask them to see if they were interested in doing another video. In the future, when I have a little bit more time available, I could do that kind of stuff as well. But yeah, I just currently don't have the time to do that.
Yeah, that would be cool. More videos. No, I don't know who did that other video. I don't remember. And even if I remembered, it would only be the account name. Anyway, I'll get to them eventually if nobody else does them. But
well, Bree, if you get into a point form, that would be a step closer to me being able to do something on video.
Oh, if I get them written up in point form?
Yeah, it would be, I think, a step closer. I can't say for sure that I'd have the time to create like a whole video series of it, but that would be a step closer if we had things written out at least.
Yeah.
That's so definitely something a proposal would fund too, so you wouldn't do it for free either.
No, it could be a job. Right?
For sure, yeah. I think it could turn into a job.
My absolute intent was to write them up and get them posted in Gitbook. And I updated the landing page for the community center on Gitbook. So it's in a table format now. So it should be much easier to navigate. And I separated all the... So when you go to guides, on this, each individual guide has a link in the table. So I think it's easier to navigate to just go to this one page and click on what you need. But all of those separate headings, I'd like to see their own link. So you just click on how to participate in DAO discussions or DAO discussions, how to participate. And that's it. You go right to it.
I personally don't even know where the GitHub is and how to even access it.
The Gitbook?
Yeah, the Git.
See that link? Went this morning for you guys. Well, no, for Roger, Alberta. So last night, right? Like I posted a link announcing the call today. And there's the link there. That is the link, right? If you click on that, it's going to take you right to that community center page. And what I'm going to do is collate all of our community created content onto one landing page.
Okay, got it.
So
the way I look at it is, if I didn't know where that was, I'm imagining there's a ton of people that also don't know.
No, and so that's something that Noman can maybe do, is put a link to that community center on the homepage of the DAO dashboard. If you'd like to... Exactly.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Or have access to the guides, have access to the DAO notes, have access... And each DAO note that I put, each summary note I put up, I put a link to the audio file that Rochelle has posted in Discord. I put a link to that in each summary note, so that you can go right to the audio when you've got the notes there. And so the notes aren't as detailed as they once were, because if you want more details, you can go listen to it.
Got it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So I still haven't got myself, set up on GitHub, but that might be a ticket that, I don't know.
Maybe could somebody program some of like the notes to go directly on the DAO like dashboard?
I don't know.
So technically, yeah, because it could be connected to GitHub, the docs. So in theory, it could be pulled automatically from a GitHub. But I don't know if it'll be trivial, but I definitely think it's possible. only thing is, like, it's kind of a... we have to factor in kind of a security in the sense that, like, I've given people, like, writing access there, and so, like, if, like, one person gets hacked and then they post, like, a malicious link, we don't necessarily want people to automatically assume everything is 100% safe, right? So it's something I can be worried about, but, like, I think we could add a link there.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with a link, just a hyperlink.
Yeah. Sure. I think, like, the overall picture is that we need to encourage DAO participation, DAO notes, whatever we can, because it's going to bring a pool of talent. The more people that we have with different abilities, the more stuff we can do.
Yeah, I'm adding this on the Git on as an issue so it can be resolved at some point, the link to the Git workspace.
Awesome. I'm going to step out here, guys. Thanks for the call today. We'll keep up, and I'll see you at the next call.
See you next week.
Sounds good. See you.
Thanks for joining us. All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything else. That's kind of it. So we could call it a meeting. Unless anybody's got something else they want to talk about. Alan, Sid, and Howard still all have hands up. Okay,
I added the issue, so it can be dealt with at some point.
Thank you. All right, should we just call it a day?
Yeah, I think we've covered everything.
I think that was a good talk today. All right, well, have a good week.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
See ya. Bye, Rochelle. Bye, everyone.